Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week with great shows and great women breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen and those of us who start businesses at home and things like that, you know, that we're dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, we're savvy, and we are empowering each other and sharing the wisdom of women. And I love that the journey right now, I am out on the West Coast because you know I'm out here filming for Word of Mom TV. And the woman that we're going to meet and share today, Heather Cox, you'll actually be able to see her on Word of Mom TV. And I hope that you will tune in for her episode. But this will give you a little more in-depth look at Heather Cox. She's an award-winning entrepreneur, speaker, and consultant. She brings her tireless energy to the cause of making the business world more closely resemble the real world. Heather champions diversity and inclusion through her work as an entrepreneur, giving business leaders the tools to improve their numbers and advance their companies. As president of Certify My Company, Heather assists all businesses, large and small, in increasing their visibility in markets and making creative connections that accelerate growth. Through her leadership at Certify My Company, Heather has assisted numerous organizations from household names including Johnson & Johnson, Kaiser Permanente, California Baby, and Zappos to small mom and pop shops. Her work encompasses all aspects of supplier diversity, offering minority group entrepreneurs assistance on obtaining certification and using their best possible advantage, and working with corporate supply chain heads to ensure diversity across their supplier programs. Heather's company has been featured in Diversity Professional Magazine, CEO, CFO Magazine, and Affinity Magazines, among others. Heather enjoys being a corporate matchmaker, sharing relationships and knowledge through networking events and seminars. She is an accomplished in sales and operations executive with over a decade of experience, primarily with small to medium-sized businesses, a natural teacher and thought leader, and a motivating presence on any stage. Her passion for supporting entrepreneurs extends beyond CMC to roles with several organizations, including the Women's Business Enterprise National Council, Forum Marketing Committee, and WBEC West Regional and National Forums. Heather's also served on the advisory board for the Super Bowl, 2018 or 5018, I can't read the numerals because I'm not a Roman numeral person and we all know that about myself. But away from her many professional pursuits, Heather enjoys relaxing with her husband and 5 small children. Or actually, she said not relaxing, but we all know how that is as a mom, you know. And this former aerogymnast, tightrope walker, and juggler balances her hectic life with gym time, do-it-yourself projects, and wine and whiskey tastings. A seasoned traveler and a student of the world, Heather has earned her BA in Spanish language from the University of Texas in Austin and still remembers some of it. I love getting to share people like you. This is so much fun. So welcome.
Thank you.
Mom Radio. Funny hearing all this stuff about yourself.
I know it is. It's funny. I'm like, it is true. It is not so. I actually had somebody else tell me today, I think you have a typo. It says not so relaxing. I'm like, if you had 5 kids and a full-time job, you would also know that those 5 kids are not so relaxing.
You know, it's true. And you know, all of the moms out there
also know it's true.
We do. And yeah. How old are your kids?
So my oldest will be 11 in October. So they're 10, 8, 5, and my twins will be 3 in March. So they're 2.5.
And so we understand why you're not relaxing with
exactly.
Those guys. You know, even getting here, because we're here filming in her office, and it was so funny. She's like, I'm trying to get out of the house. The kids are not making it easy. It's like they never do. And let's face it, we all know as moms, your kids never need you until you have to go.
Exactly. Until you have something to do.
So, all right, now back to business. Talk about Certify My Company. Well, how did you even get in to something like that?
Yeah, so people often ask me that question because it's not a natural. There's no degree in supplier diversity. Well, actually, I think there is now. But back in the day, there was no degree in supplier diversity. There's no natural flow to get to this company. So about 11 years ago now, when I was pregnant with that first baby, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I knew that corporate America, as we've discussed, is not always so mommy friendly. And I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I'd done sales, I'd done recruiting, I'd done operations. And so I was going to some networking events and meeting with some successful business women. Some of them were business owners, some of them were executives. And the business owners, I really liked their energy, but they would mention somewhere along our multiple conversations, because I kept asking, that there was this certification that their corporate clients wanted, but they just couldn't get through the application. Now, when I meet somebody who runs a $1, $10, $20 million company, and they tell me they can't do something, I don't understand that, because they obviously are very able and capable to build this business. How can they not complete an application? So I went online, I did a little research, and it turns out that the certification application process is very detail-oriented. The questions they ask are not questions you've thought about, if at all, maybe when you started the company. What a document is called in Nevada is not what it's called in New Jersey. It's not what it's called in Texas. So if you don't know what it is, and now you're frustrated, and then a client calls, well, that application is now going back to the bottom of the to-do list, and 2 years later, 10 years later, you're still not certified. So I said to them, I will do it for you. And Certify My Company was born.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask. I'm going to do it for you. How hard was that first application?
It was pretty hard. Because I had no idea what I was getting myself into. But I knew I could do it. I'm very resourceful. If there's any adjective that I would use to describe myself, it is resourceful. I figure things out very quickly because I just, like, I've been able to, and this is like, you know, there was internet, there was Google, but not like there is today, even though it's only been 10, 11 years. So I really had to kind of, and I did get a little bit lucky in some ways where I had the right answers. But now, fast forward, we really are the experts in diversity certification, and people call us from all over the world to help them figure out, are they eligible? They've moved all their ownership into a trust for succession planning purposes per their attorney's advice. Are they still eligible? Or they had to declare bankruptcy 5 years ago. Are they still eligible? And because of that, we do get these calls from all over the world to help people figure out if they're eligible and if we can help them facilitate the application, because sometimes it is semantics and the details and the verbiage that you use that can make or break your application.
Really? What is the toughest part? When you're trying to do something like this, what is the toughest part of filling out these applications? Is it knowing the verbiage? Is it knowing how to navigate through this? What?
Well, I think the toughest part for most entrepreneurs is just starting the process. Now, if you're a single member LLC, if you're the sole shareholder in a company and it's just you and you have nobody else in your business, it's very unlikely you will mess it up too badly. I mean, I have seen single member LLCs get denied certification and they come to me after the fact and they're like, what happened? And it's usually some technicality. I mean, the biggest reason people are denied is not because they're not eligible, but because their documentation is inaccurate or incomplete.
What kind of documentation do you need?
So you need your tax returns, your P&L and balance sheet. You need governing documents, which can be an operating agreement, bylaws, membership agreements, partnership agreements, anything that shows how you run the company. If your company is held in a trust, you need your trust documents. What else do you need? There's an 85 plus list of documents that you need. Now, not everything pertains to your company, so the trick is to figure out how to submit documents when there's nothing to submit for that document. So we do a lot of writing up waivers and explanations. But the biggest challenge for most entrepreneurs is A, the resume, because most of them don't have one, and they require a chronological resume for their application. And I always laugh when I do the documentation meeting where I'm interviewing the client and collecting the documents. I say, this is going to be the hardest part for you. And I say the resume, and they're always like, oh, the resume. I have a I've done a resume in 20 years. I worked for myself. So we'll build it. We help them build that resume for them. But the other issue is the bylaws or the operating agreement. And the operating agreement, bylaws are more structured. They're more like black and white. There's a lot less gray in a bylaws document. In an operating agreement, it's much more willy-nilly, and that is the technical term that I like to use. There's a lot more wiggle room where you can use verbiage that will get you denied. Super majorities. There's unanimous requirements. There's, because you know, the eligibility requirements are not just ownership, which is what people think oftentimes. It's ownership, operation, control, and independence. So the ownership is pretty cut and dry. Do you own your company 51% or not? Check or no check? And if you have partners, as long as the women or the minorities or the LGBT, whatever demographic we're certifying, it has to be 51% combined or more. So if it's you own 40% and then you have a bunch of other partners that each own 2%, that works as long as you get to that 51% or more. And then it's operation. Does a woman run the company on a day-to-day basis? And does she have the highest title? And the next one's control. And that's those governing documents, the bylaws and the operating agreement. Per those documents, does she have the ultimate control of the company? And the last is independence. Does the company rely on a woman-owned business for essential resources? Does she share employees with a male-owned company? Does she share essential equipment? If she's a printer and she's using the print equipment of her brother's print company, she doesn't really own that. If he shuts down, she can't continue her business. So those are the four eligibility requirements. So those governing documents are usually the culprit for technical denials.
Wow. You know, it's amazing because I, as a woman-owned business, you know, I've looked into it, and I'm pretty good when it comes. Right.
Pretty savvy, pretty resourceful,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Come on, I've been doing this a long time and whatnot. I'm serious. I looked at that, I was like, are you flipping kidding me?
Yeah, eyes glazed over.
Yeah. I literally thought to myself, there's got to be a company out there that, like, does
there is!
You know how exciting, and I love that it's a woman-run company.
Yes, of course.
And on that note, we're going to say thank you to our amazing sponsors, and we'll be back here in just a moment with Heather Cox.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from stadiumbags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at stadiumbags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. God, for a second there, I had to think of what my radio show's name was. I'm already thinking of Word of Mom TV and looking forward to filming our segment. I'm excited to be sharing you. I really am, Heather, because I think what you are doing, there are so many of our listeners out there that this is just a daunting prospect.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something that's so important. I mean, it really is. You know, if you have the opportunity to be certified, you know, as a woman-run or a minority-owned business, it just opens, you know, explain why it's so important. I don't want to start talking.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No, it really is so important, and it's more than just business development, which it is. It's an unbelievable business development tool. Whether you're selling to the Fortune 1000 or you're selling to the other woman-owned businesses, and I'm going to focus on women just because it's Mompreneur TV or radio, but this really goes for all the different demographics. And if you are eligible for more than one, I always recommend. So like, we're dual certified through the Women's Business Enterprise National Council as a women-owned business, and also Disability In as a disability-owned business. And I always tell people to get multiple certifications if they're eligible. So if you want to do business with the Fortune 1000 or the other women-owned businesses, that certification gets you in that door. You may not close the business right away, and I want to be very clear that it is not a magic wand. Million-dollar contracts are not going to fall from the sky simply because you get certified. And my favorite analogy, I use it all the time, and anyone who's ever heard me speak has heard me say it, it's like the gym. Just because you sign the contract, your abs are not going to suddenly become a six-pack. You have to actually go to the gym, and then you have to know what you're doing once you're there. It's the same with the certification. You have to work that certification because it's a tool, not a magic wand. Additionally, it gives you resources. It gives you company development tools. So for example, this year I was selected by Novartis as a mentee. So one of their executives is going to take time out of her very busy schedule to mentor me. She wants to know my goals and how she can help me accomplish those goals. Now, she would not do that if I was not a certified diverse-owned business. It's part of their business development plan for their suppliers, right? I'm not a supplier. I know her through the different organizations. Also, you know, we all have hiccups in our business at some time or other, whether it be a relationship that gets fumbled, whatever it is. But because of these relationships I built and the resources I have, whether it be my local affiliate, whether it be my other supplier diversity managers, whether it be the other WBEs, I've run situations by them and they've helped me craft better emails, have better conversations so that when I go back to the people to salvage that situation, I have more information than I did and I don't have to do it myself. Because I have these resources. There's MBA programs like through Tuck or Kellogg's, which I got a scholarship to go to this year. So I'm going to go in November, and I'm really excited. I've been wanting to go for years, but this whole having babies all the time really kind of slowed that roll. But now that we're done with that part, we're just raising them now. I'm going to go, and it's you know, it's a week long program, but you get an MBA in a sense, because they show you how to really review those P&L and balance sheets. You know, we have a CFO, but I still need to know how to read the documents that she's producing for me. And so by going to these programs, you get that information. So you're a better leader, you grow a stronger company, you understand if you can be more profitable. I'd rather make a bigger profit and have to do less work and make the same amount of money or make more money. So these are all the things that certification offers you. But the first step is, of course, to get certified.
What when somebody comes to you, what is their biggest, I don't know, the thing that's holding them back the most? I mean, besides the paperwork that goes into it, you know?
So if it's not the paperwork, so most of our clients do come from the corporations. They've done business with them at some point in time. They've been told either by the company themselves or by a report they had run that they are diverse owned, but they're not certified. So they'll say, we want you to get certified, and either the corporation pays us, the supplier pays us. There's all different ways it's done. But usually it's because they have a misconception about the process. They think that they have to submit personal tax returns. They may or may not, but it's not always the case that they do. Or they'll say, you know, 10 years ago we had to declare bankruptcy, so I'm not eligible. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're totally eligible. Or they're a veteran-owned business, but they're not service disabled, so they think that they can only certify as a service disabled veteran, which again is not true. So there's a lot of misconceptions out there about who is eligible for certification. And I think the disability one is the biggest one. People assume if you're not blind, deaf, or wheelchair bound, you're not eligible, but there's a lot of disabilities. Just look at the list on the ADA. So it's mostly people are thinking, and they don't want to divulge this information to their corporate clients or to their other WBE clients because it might be sensitive. And 90% of the time, they're not the only one who's had this issue, but it always feels very personal to us as business owners.
Mm-hmm. It's you know, so who is eligible when it comes to this kind of certification?
So for women, anyone that owns their company or 51%. Women own 51%, own, operate, and control. If you're just on paper, don't call me because you don't really own or you don't really control your company. But if you're just on paper, but you hire, like let's say you, Dory, own a company and you're like, I don't want to run it. So you're like, Heather, would you run my company for me? We're still eligible. It's still a completely legitimate situation. It doesn't have to be the same women. It just has to be women. Same with, so if you're a veteran, the same qualifications. Everything is 51% or more. So if you're a woman, if you're an ethnic minority, if you're part of the LGBT community, if you're a disabled person, a person with disabilities, if you are a veteran or a service-disabled veteran, those are the general classifications within the private sector. There is the government part of it. There's the state certifications. If you're somebody who wants to sell to utilities in California, then we have the California Public Utilities Clearinghouse certification. So you also need to know which certification is right for you and your business.
Right.
Because you can spend your whole life and your whole bank account getting certified. But I don't typically recommend that path for our customers, our clients. So the first thing we do is figure out if you're eligible and then which certifications will give you and your company the biggest bang for your buck.
You know, it's funny. When I was first starting our business and going to try to find funding, went to the bank, you know, went to some of the community economic development, because I am a woman-owned business, and I'm Italian, Spanish, Polish, and Puerto Rican, and I'm 50% Spanish, you know, Spanish and Puerto Rican.
Well, Puerto Rican counts. Spanish doesn't.
Why?
I don't make the rules. I just enforce them. But if you look at the list, Puerto Rican is on the list as Hispanic, but Spain is not.
Oh, how interesting is that? Well, you know, Puerto Rican. Trust me, went into the bank, they all looked at me like a white woman with no credit.
Yeah.
It's like, no. And the amazing thing is, let's face it, if I walked in there talking like this, believe me, if I spoke Spanish fluently, I would have had the biggest accent that you could have.
Yeah.
You know, I got here to make something better for my family, blah, 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 blah. And as a woman-owned business, they would have been throwing money at me.
Right.
But again, I was just a white girl with no credit, you know.
Right.
I took the down payment I saved for my house.
And put it toward the business. Wow.
You know, and it's so funny because I get interviewed a lot, Heather, and it's like, trust me, learn from me.
Yeah.
You know, if hindsight were 20/20, I'd have bought the house. Because it took me 6.5 years to find a manufacturer that could make the product line that I wanted. I'd have had all this equity in my house. I'd have remortgaged my house 50 times over to keep it.
Exactly.
You know, because I have 3 kids. They're worth millions to me, but the bank just sees them as
a I know. Kids. I've tried to sell mine a couple times,
you
too.
Know what? Buy one, get two free.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. My kids cooked, cleaned, did laundry. I mean, yeah, I couldn't get anybody.
Right.
But, you know, now they're all grown and gone, and I have a grandchild, so I'm so glad I kept them. The bank wouldn't use them. So what is the point in your career? Because you can't just start a business and become certified. How
Why not?
Do you have to be in business?
The day you open your business, you can get certified. I know, that's a huge misconception.
I'm serious. I thought you had to be in business like 5 years.
It depends on the certification, but for most of the private sector ones, the day you open your door. Now, they want other documentation. They want business plans. They want to show. Because what happens sometimes is people will leave a large company and they'll start a business as a consultant to that large company. So they're getting business right away. And so that large company wants them certified. So you definitely can do it right away. Most of them want you to have a year under your belt, but you can absolutely 100% get certified the day you start your business. Now, that's not true for state certifications or federal certifications. I'm talking private sector certifications. And I always tell people, you want to be certified before you need it, because once you need it, it's too late. Because the process is not overnight. From the time you submit for private sector, from the time you submit your completed application, this means they have all their questions answered, they don't want any more documents from you, 90 to 120 days. That doesn't mean that's after you fill out your application and upload all the documents. If you're looking at state certifications, 60 days to 2 years.
To 2 years?
Depending on the organization, yes.
Wow.
Yes, it is, yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so you always want to be certified before you need it. And people will say to me like, well, no one's really asked me yet. I'll just wait. And I say, do it now, because when they ask you, and it happens all the time, people will push it off, and then I actually had a client, and she was pushing it off. She'd already signed the contract, but she wasn't giving me what I needed, and it was taking forever, and it was a lot of time to like follow up with her. And then the company that she was working with got bought, and the company that bought the company required anybody in that specific contract she had to be certified. And she was like, oh no, I need certification now. And I'm like, well, I can't do it now. Like, you know, I'm good at what I do, but I'm not a magician. You know, I can't make them do anything. I have to respect the organization's timeline. Some of them, a few of the organizations have expedition fees you can pay. It's, you know, like additional $1,000 to $2,000.
Right.
But why do that to yourself? Just get certified now and figure out how to use it.
Wow. You know, as we wrap this up, what do you want to leave the audience with? What do you want to leave these amazing mompreneurs and businesswomen listening to this podcast?
One, get certified, because there's so, even if you do consumer products, you know, the women are 83% of the consumer decisions, and 90% of that 83% said they would go out of their way to buy a product if they knew a woman made it. And that includes alcohol beverages, by the way. Extra little side note. And then once you are certified, figure out how to use it. We started a program called Diversity Masterminds just for that very reason, because we felt that people were not understanding what a powerful tool it was. And then 2 years later, they're like, I didn't get anything out of my certification. So we created this 8-week virtual program so that they can get the information and a customized roadmap for their business on how to use their certification once they're done. It is very powerful, but you have to first do it, get certified, and then understand how to use it for your company.
Let everyone know how they can find you, because I know people are out there taking notes going, all right, I got to give this a try.
You got to do it.
Let them know.
So our website is certifymycompany.com. We are in Nevada. All of our contact information on there is on there, our phone numbers. My email is Heather, the traditional spelling, at certifymycompany.com.
Are you on Facebook, Twitter?
We're on Twitter. We are on Facebook. We are on LinkedIn. We are on Instagram. All of those are at certifymyco.
Okay. Reach out. I strongly recommend, believe me, I'm sitting here going to myself, okay, when I get back to my office, I need to get all of this done, because it's a really smart thing to do. And why not? Because we need all the help we can get as we are building our businesses.
Yes.
As women.
Yes.
So, and minorities and everything else getting out there. So, Heather, I really thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Being here.
I love talking about this stuff. I could go on for days.
Oh, you know what?
Yes.
You can see it.
Yes.
And that's what's really fun. So, and you know what? Don't forget, you're going to be able to get to see Heather on Word of Mom TV this fall. I'm very excited. So for all of you out there tuning in, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to close out our show with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass, She Is You. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying bye for now. Go out and create a marvelous you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She